This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Tuesday's headlines, and the intensity may be dissipating, but there's still plenty of chatter here in Washington and around the country about the comments made during the 2008 presidential campaign from Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, in which he believed that Barack Obama would be acceptable by the general American public because he's a light-skinned black man and because he has no Negro dialect unless he wants to have one. Several Republicans have called for Reid to step down as Majority Leader, while most Democrats have rallied around Reid. Now there's been a couple of members on either side of the aisle going against their party's trend. First of all, Nevada Republican Senator John Ensign, no stranger to scandal himself in the past few months, says it's wrong for Republicans to go after the Democratic leader for those comments.
The Democrats, I thought, were really wrong a few years ago what they did to Trent Lott, and we shouldn't, we shouldn't do the same thing to Senator Reid.
Similar comments have been expressed by Oklahoma Republican Senator Tom Coburn. On the Democratic side, Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold appears to be among those who aren't quite ready to move on from what Reid had to say.
Very unfortunate, should never have been said. I really am disappointed.
Will you call for his censure?
I'm going to go meet with Senator Reid and my Democratic colleagues and talk about what should be done.
The book Game Change discusses all different aspects of the 2008 presidential campaign, from Obama and the Clinton campaign, and Hillary Clinton is not painted in a very positive light, to the Edwards campaign, which is painted in an even more negative light, and also, of course, the Republican side of the ledger, with the reported dust-ups between the McCain and Palin camps in the final months for the Republican ticket. Tuesday on NBC's Today Show, John McCain wanted no part of dredging up the past.
Look, I wouldn't know what the sources are, nor care. I do know that I'm proud of my campaign. I'm proud of Sarah Palin.
Two key Senate races grabbing headlines here on Tuesday. First of all, we're just 1 week away from Election Day in the special race in the state of Massachusetts to fill the seat vacated by the death last summer of longtime Senator Ted Kennedy. The big surprise here is that Democrats are not walking away with the seat. Democratic Attorney General Martha Coakley is facing State Senator Scott Brown of the Republican Party, and depending upon the poll, we could be in a dead heat. The Boston Globe has Coakley up 15, but other polls have Brown up 1, and another one has it dead even, particularly among those very interested in the race and most likely to vote. On Monday night, another debate between Brown and Coakley, with this exchange on national security.
We support our troops and we support our president, unlike Martha, at a time of war. We are at war. We're at war at our airports. We're at war at our shopping malls. And I have to be honest with you folks, and as you're listening, I'm scared.
I think it's naive to think that we have the troops to send everywhere, and they are the best way to go after people who are terrorists, who disappear into the night, who do trainings, and who get on planes, frankly, with bombs in their shoes and other pieces of clothing.
Last week, two longtime Democratic incumbents said they will not be running for re-election, Christopher Dodd in Connecticut and Byron Dorgan in North Dakota. One of the reasons Dorgan possibly stepped aside was a likely challenge from the state's extremely popular Republican governor, John Hoeven, who on Monday night made it official he is in the race.
We need to get America working again, and that's why tonight I am pleased to stand before you and announce that I will be a candidate for the United States Senate.
Couple other Senate seats previously held by Democrats are going to be very much contested this year as well, including the seats formerly held by President Obama in Illinois and Vice President Biden in Delaware. Speaking of the vice president, he was back in Delaware today, eulogizing his late mother. Jean Biden died on Friday at age 92, and Biden said his mother was feisty, supportive, and loved by everyone in the family.
Our mother was proud on the edge of defiance, generous to a fault, and committed to all those she loved to the end. She believed in us, so we believed in ourselves.
On the interview front today, three interviews for your consumption at worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org. While there, you can hear my interview with Matthew Staver, the head of Liberty Council, about the latest legal effort by gay marriage forces to force the legalization of gay marriage, this time at the federal level. And they have some high-powered attorneys at their disposal this time, namely Ted Olson and David Boies, the lawyers that went against each other in the famous Bush v. Gore case at the Supreme Court a decade ago. We'll also hear from Terry Jones of Investors Business Daily. His organization has just recently polled independent voters, and there is a huge surge against the president's agenda, particularly on health care, but also in fighting the war on terror. We'll also bring in my interview with Brian Walsh of the National Republican Senatorial Committee as we take a closer look at that surprisingly close Senate race in Massachusetts. A Republican win there, while still unlikely, would mean a huge boost for Republicans, especially in their efforts to thwart the Obama agenda for the rest of this year up on Capitol Hill. That's all at worldnetdaily.com, radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.